Hi, good morning. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up or dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I'm actually calling to see if somebody in my family qualifies for the vaccine, no?
Okay, I have a phone number. You want to call to actually make a vaccine appointment?
No. I just have a question about the new tier that is opening up. It's not clear on the website about one of the criteria, and I just have a question about it.
Okay, what's your question? I can see if I can try to help you.
So in the new tier that they're opening up on February 8th, it said that food and agricultural workers are eligible to get the vaccine. And okay. I can't really find a good definition of what a food and agricultural worker is. Would that include somebody who works at a restaurant who is in their 60s?
All right. I do apologize, sir, and I understand that you stated that you went to the websites to try to get information. But I do, unfortunately, this is just a hotline really to just give you information what sites you can visit and see. I don't have any information to give you as far as in what the criteria is or anything like that. I just have the website that you may have visited. That's the same information that I can distribute to you. I don't know the guidelines or anything. I do apologize.
Yeah. Is there any place I can call? Because I've been searching the internet all night last night, and I cannot find a clear definition of what the ADP means when they say food and agriculture worker.
Did you try to visit the cdc.gov website?
Yeah, there's just no definition of it anywhere.
Okay, the only thing I can give you is the CDC phone number. Maybe you can call them and
okay.
Ask them more information.
Great.
That number, okay.
Would the national guidelines be the same as Alabama's?
I'm not sure about any of that. That's why I said only thing I have is just websites and, you know, this phone number I can give you, and then information of people that already that had the vaccine and they had gotten reactions from it. But I have nothing else that I have, you know, to give you.
Okay.
As far as that is concerned.
Can you give me the CDC's number?
Okay, that number is 1-800-232-4636.
4636?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem. I hope I was able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.